It is 23:30, Universal Time, and here is the news in special English. At least 113 people have died in a tsunami that struck islands near the western coast of Sumatra. The head of the Indonesian Health Ministry's Crisis Center confirmed the number of dead, but suggested more victims could be found. Rescuers are searching for as many as 500 people, including a group of Australian travelers. On Monday, an earthquake measuring 7.7 created 3-meter-high waves that struck the Mentawai Islands. Officials say South Pagai Island was hit hardest. A volcanic explosion has killed at least 13 people on the Indonesian island of Java. Scientists say Mount Merapi began exploding late Tuesday. Earlier, scientists had warned that major activity was possible. Thousands of people fled the area as ash and hot air fell on villages near the volcano. However, rescue crews say they found more than 10 bodies of those who burned to death. Earlier, Indonesian officials had urged villagers living near Mount Merapi to leave. But only several thousand people, mostly children and older adults, moved to temporary shelters. The top criminal court in Iraq has sentenced Tariq Aziz to die by hanging for his part in the oppression of Shiite political parties. Aziz served as foreign minister under former Iraqi leader Saddam Hussein. Aziz had been charged with helping to kill, imprison, or exile leaders of the Islamic Dawah Party of current Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki. He is already serving a 15-year prison sentence for the execution of 42 people in 1992. He was sentenced to another 7 years for forcing Kurds to leave their homes in northern Iraq. The head of the Iranian Atomic Energy Organization says his country's first nuclear power center should produce electricity by the middle of February. Ali Akbar Salahi said Iran began loading fuel into the core of the nuclear reactor early Tuesday. Another Iranian official says scientists must inject 160 fuel rods into the reactor before it can produce energy. The Russian-built reactor received international approval because of Russia's involvement with the supply and removal of fuel. In addition, the United Nations Nuclear Agency sent representatives to Iran to observe the project. Haitian health officials say 25 people died from cholera Tuesday. At least 284 people now have died in an outbreak that has mainly affected the central area of Artibonite. Health officials have confirmed more than 3,600 cases of cholera, and they expect more. The World Health Organization says suspected cases are being investigated in other areas, such as the West Department, which includes Port-au-Prince. You are listening to the news in VOA Special English. American Secretary of State Hillary Clinton plans to visit China during her 2-week trip to Asia, which starts Wednesday. State Department official Kurt Campbell says Secretary Clinton will hold talks with Chinese State Counselor Dai Bingguo on Sunday on Hainan Island. Mr. Campbell says the officials will discuss plans for the Group of 20 economic meeting in November. He also says they will discuss Chinese President Hu Jintao's visit to Washington early next year. American Secretary of State Clinton says more needs to be done to give power to women in peacekeeping processes. Secretary Clinton told a meeting of the UN Security Council that women's involvement in peace activities is a necessary global security requirement. She said such activity by women supports political security, economic growth, and human rights. Members of the Security Council were discussing a 10-year-old UN report that called for women's involvement in peace negotiations. The government of France is moving forward on final legislation to reform the country's retirement system. The Senate approved changes that include raising the earliest retirement age to 62 from 60. On Tuesday, planned student strikes in Paris and other cities did not appear to have much support. Labor union activities also slowed. But union leaders have called for a nationwide strike Thursday in an effort to change the new law. Support for French President Nicolas Sarkozy, who supported the bill, has fallen. He is expected to sign the new law in the middle of November. Guinea's Electoral Commission has proposed a new date for the final part of the country's presidential election. The group chose October 31st after delaying the runoff election three times since July. The latest delay took place last week. Political disputes, violence, and other problems have delayed the election. Commission Chief General Siaka Toumane Sangare said he had proposed the new date to the temporary government in Guinea. Acting President General Sekouba Konate must approve the new date. Former Prime Minister Sello Dalin Diallo and opposition leader Alpha Condé are to compete in the final presidential election. Opinion studies in the United States are showing the Republican Party could make big gains in state and local elections next week. The Gallup Research Organization says it found that the Republicans could win enough congressional seats to control the House of Representatives. Both parties have been urging their supporters to vote. The elections on November 2nd will decide all 435 seats in the House of Representatives. 37 seats in the United States Senate and 37 governorships will also be decided. And now, briefly, here again is the major news of the hour in special English. At least 113 people have died in a tsunami that struck islands near western Sumatra. Iraq's top criminal court has sentenced Tariq Aziz to die by hanging for his part in the oppression of Shiite political parties. And this update, Indonesia's most active volcano, Mount Merapi, has exploded, killing 18 people and forcing thousands to flee their homes. And that's the news in VOA Special English, coming your way from Washington.